All right, guys, let's talk about Sneeko. If you don't know who Sneeko is, he's a big right-wing influencer who spent time with Donald Trump before the election, as you see here. But since then, as many people find out, he found out that Donald Trump is a piece of garbage and a liar and a scammer and a fraud. If only somebody could have warned him. We all tried to warn him. So here's a tweet, him saying, "I miss Joe Biden." And since this point, he's kind of started to occupy a very strange space. He's very much involved in the manosphere, if you will, with people like Clavicular, and then now involved really with a lot of very, very right-wing figures. People like Nick Fuentes, Myron Gaines. These are people who are self-described Nazis, white supremacists. These are crazy, crazy individuals. And we're just going to talk about this, and I'm going to show you a few clips of recent, because this guy's kind of a mess. And I find it fascinating. So before we get started really quickly, if you clicked on this channel and you're like, you don't look like Adam Mockler, you're right. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here for the Adam Mockler channel. So there'll be a link to my YouTube channel right down below. It'd mean a lot if you check it out. Maybe hit subscribe, check out one of my more recent videos. It really helps me out. You guys are the best. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, obviously trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA Media. We just surpassed 2 million subscribers. Adam and I are so appreciative of each and every one of you. You guys are the best. Let's hop right in here. We're going to play a clip of Sneeko here talking about his "I miss Joe Biden" tweet. Let's take a listen.
3 hours ago, I tweeted, "I miss Joe Biden." I do. I miss Joe. I miss sleepy Joe Biden. This is terrible. Trump is comparing himself to Jesus. He's using Antichrist rhetoric. I miss Joe Biden. Stumbling around. This was what we had to deal with. We didn't even know how good we had it. Joe Biden would be like, sniffing a kid. We did not know how good we had it. Biden was, it was just simple. The worst thing about Joe was that he forgot where he was. The worst thing about Trump is Antichrist rhetoric and war that nobody wants and a draft. And maybe the end of American empire. I don't know. Oil prices up. U.S. economy tanking. $39 trillion. Joe Biden was...
in a brewery. You ain't black if you don't like me.
It was great. We did not know how good we had it with Joe Biden. I almost forgot that he was president. And now we might get drafted. The Strait of Hormuz, me and the Ayatollah are gonna control it. I miss Joe. Joe Biden was the GOAT. Joe Biden smelled kids. At least he wasn't in the Epstein files, you fucking loser. Biden smelled kids. Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein and he's not releasing the files. Yeah, okay, he sniffed a kid.
You smell like peaches and cream.
All right, I think you get the idea here. Obviously, some comedy layered on that I would certainly disagree with. But regardless of it, again, it's like he's like, oh, my God, I don't even remember Joe Biden being president. We had it so good. We didn't have to worry about the madness every single day. Yeah, if only somebody could have warned you. Again, when I see stuff like this, my head kind of wants to explode because I'm like, oh, my God, we tried to tell everybody that there was going to be war with Iran, that Donald Trump didn't he was lying about everything he said. But whatever. So Sneeko's like, I'm done. I'm done with the MAGA movement. Is he going to address the role he played in it or how he was wrong? Probably not. But he'll say he misses Joe Biden. It's a picture of him with the Make America Great Again hat. A clip that went viral really recently. It's kind of interesting. Take a listen.
Yeah, can I get a mojito, a Moscow Mule, and a tequila shot?
Mojito, Moscow Mule, and a tequila.
Thank you.
Now, that may seem like nothing, but going very viral on the internet, because here's the thing about Sneeko. A lot of people talk about the fact that this guy's fake. Like, he makes up this whole persona, but in reality, he is not any of what he claims, which isn't super surprising, especially if you're a right-wing figure. That's how a lot of them are. And he kind of just will do anything to make money. Well, he talks a lot about how he has transitioned to be a Muslim and how he doesn't drink alcohol. And the other day, just the other day, he didn't realize that this individual was still alive and he appeared to order 3 drinks, 1, 2, 3. And so a lot of people pointing out, what the hell, you know, you've led us to believe you live this life, which is kind of common for this guy. The other day, also in relation to that, he's debating with this streamer about how essentially, it's okay to say the N-word, but not okay to disrespect God. Okay. Again, this guy is just, he's a tool. Take a listen.
Individual word that doesn't have real meaning unless you, to the holy book, to the word.
Every word has meaning, brother.
The word of God compared to a word about slavery, where slavery doesn't exist anymore. You are equating the word of God to a word, to a slur that is outdated. Those two aren't the same. And that's the whole point. You cannot have those two things be equal. The word of God is not equivalent to this individual word.
Okay, if you say word has no meaning, say fuck Allah right now.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you to say it because it should have no meaning, right? There's a fucking meaning to it, right?
Okay.
Clearly. But you wouldn't say that, right?
Do you not see the point that you're making? How are you equating God?
Words have meaning, brother.
How are you equating God, disrespecting God, the Almighty, something that we have faith in, to something that only has meaning if we attribute meaning to it? God has meaning without us. This hard R word, listen, this word only has the meaning that you give to it. Allah exists without us.
What you just told me, you can't disrespect God. Okay, get it, and I agree. But you can disrespect an entire group of people, and your solution to that is that the entire group of people should just not be offended.
That word,
if you're doing both,
only has
whether you say the hard ER or you say fuck Allah.
Yeah, I feel like this is really the only clip you need to see of this guy to understand the type of human being he is, because that is just so like gross, disgusting, and also absurd. What ridiculousness. And again, it relates to him hanging out with characters like this. That's Nick Fuentes. That's Myron Gaines. Again, we're going to play this clip in a second. Some self-described white supremacists and Nazis. This is Andrew Tate talking about Sneeko. And again, Sneeko's kind of a figure who seemed to change quite a bit when he started to get achieve some relevance. Andrew Tate talking a little bit about that and some accusations that he's not who he says he is. It's a little more than that. That's why I'm smirking. Take a listen.
A few years ago, there was a streamer, I think everybody knows who I'm talking about, who was obsessed with me. If I got a girl's number on Fresh and Fit, he tried to do the same thing. Every single thing I did, he copied verbatim. He tried to be me, literally be me. He was obsessed with me. And I thought he just wanted to be famous, and that turned out to be a homosexual obsession. He came to Romania with two people who I respect very much, Myron and Fresh, great guys. They managed to convince me to allow him to come. He came there and started acting really fruity and really weird. He started telling me that he had this cuck thing that was exposed. He had this big cuck scandal. And he asked me what I think about cucking and if it's normal to explore your sexuality and if I've ever tried it. And I said, look, I'm older than you, bro, and I've never tried that. I don't think that's normal. And then he started saying, isn't it normal just to try new things? Don't you think it's normal to be curious? How do you know if you're really gay or not unless you've tried being gay? And then I realized he was coming on to me. And when I realized he was coming on to me, I thought the best thing I can do is just not talk to him anymore. Because I don't like this Gossip Girl stuff. I don't want to be a drama merchant like he is. My brand isn't sitting online and constantly insulting other people like his is. So I thought, let me just cut him off. He's obsessed with me. He's a bit weird. I don't want to ruin the guy's career. Let me just go his own separate way. Since then, he has mentioned me every single day in every single stream he does. Andrew Tate wore a gambling t-shirt. Andrew Tate drove a car. Andrew Tate drunk coffee. Andrew Tate this. Andrew Tate that. He is obsessed with me. And if you see the way he talks about me, you can see in his eyes. It's not because he is morally superior. It's not because he just wants clicks. It's a homosexual rage which is suppressed. Guys, I don't like saying this. I feel uncomfortable making this video. I wanted all of this to go away. I just said, no, I'm not gonna fuck you, bro. Get out of here. I just tried to ignore the kid for 5 fucking years. Here we are 5 years later. He won't stop talking about me. And if you watch him do it, guys, watch him do it and look in his eyes while he does it. It is a suppressed homosexual rage. He is enraged. Now he's Muslim LARPing. He's Islam LARPing. Constantly LARPing about Islam while being gay in private and taking drugs in private. As opposed to me, who keeps my faith private and my internet. He keeps his faith on the internet and in his private life is completely haram. So we can discuss which one of us is a real Muslim if we want to have that conversation.
So obviously the end there relating to what I said about the drinks that he ordered the other day on stream. The rest of it, I mean, you can let me know what you think in the comments. Obviously, you know, I think people should do whatever they want in the bedroom or behind closed doors, and everyone should just do whatever makes them happy. That's my position, because it doesn't affect me at all. Go be happy. I think we should be obviously pro the LGBTQ plus community. Excuse me. But when you become a right-wing streamer and you start spitting a bunch of hate about these things, there seems to be a correlation of you claiming to be one person and then being another person behind closed doors. And now all of that has come to him being made fun of by his friends on a live stream, which you're going to hear in a second. But he should just get away from these people.
Sneeko is a sensitive brown clown.
Brown, why the fuck are you laughing so hard, bro?
Dude, brown clown.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because I started that, bro.
Yeah, brown clown is his.
Yeah, it's just sexy.
That's his IP.
Yeah.
Brown clown.
It's just so not funny, bro. Racist.
It's so good.
Stop saying that, bro.
Dude,
stop.
If I was brown, I'd be going through it if somebody called me that.
It's not funny.
This dude needs to get away from these people he thinks are his friends. What a fascinating character. And also, screw everybody here. And Sneeko. Let me know what you think of this video in the comments down below. What you think of Sneeko. I appreciate you watching. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Hawker channel, so make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. Hit like and subscribe on this YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next video.